nothing will. Now leave me. Fireheart murmured a farewell. Backing away, he noticed the poppy seeds Cinderpelt had left earlier still lying neatly on a leaf. He nodded toward them. Eat your poppy seeds, Blue Star, he mewed. You need to rest. Tomorrow everything will look better. He took the leaf between his teeth and carefully moved it into Blue Star's reach. Blue Star gave a disdainful sniff, but as Fireheart left the den, he glanced back to see her bend over and lick up the seeds. Outside, he gave his pelt a shake, trying to get rid of the creeping horror he had felt as Blue Star revealed the message of StarClan. His paws carried him instinctively in the direction of Cinderpelt's den. He would have to tell the medicine cat that Blue Star was back, and he wanted to discuss what his leader had told him. Only then did he remember that more than a moon ago, Cinderpelt had told him of a dream in which she heard the words pack, pack, and kill, kill. Chapter 16. Cinderpelt could tell Fireheart nothing more, nor suggest what the evil in the forest might be.
StarClan wouldn't repeat the warning if it weren't important,
she meowed, her troubled blue gaze resting on Fireheart.
All we can do is keep watch.
At least Blue Star is back safely. Fireheart tried to encourage her, but it was a poor effort. Both cats were aware of the shapeless, voiceless threat hanging over the clan they loved. In the days that followed, Fireheart did his best to set up a system of patrols that would give the clan ample warning if Shadow Clan or River Clan decided to attack. There were barely enough warriors for the regular patrols and sentry duties, and Fireheart felt his fur grow thin with worry as the season moved on. The rain gave way to crisp, dry weather, but there was a thin rime of frost on the ground each morning, and the remaining leaves dropped steadily from the trees. The brief recovery of the forest was over, and prey became scarce again. One morning, about half a moon after the confrontation with WindClan, Fireheart was about to lead out the dawn patrol with Brackenfur and Cloudpaw, when Blue Star came padding from her den.
I'll lead the patrol this morning, she meowed, and went to wait by the entrance to the camp.
Blue Star leading a patrol? Muttered Cloudpaw. That ought to go well. Watch out for flying hedgehogs.
Fireheart aimed a cuff at the side of his head, but he couldn't help feeling as surprised as his apprentice that Blue Star should start taking up clan duties again.
Show some respect, he ordered. She's your leader, and she's been ill.
Cloudpaw grunted. Fireheart was about to join his leader when an idea struck him.
Listen, Cloudpaw, you want to be a warrior, don't you?
The white cat nodded eagerly.
Well, then this is your chance to impress Blue Star. We'll take another apprentice as well. Go and find Swiftpaw.
Cloudpaw's eyes lit up with excitement, and he dashed off toward the apprentice's den. Fireheart watched him go, then turned to Brackenfur. Can you get Longtail? He knew the pale tabby warrior would be pleased to have a chance to show off his apprentice's skills. He's due to go out on hunting patrol. You don't mind swapping duties with him, do you?
No, that's fine, Fireheart.
Brackenfur disappeared into the warrior's den, and a moment later Longtail appeared. The two apprentices joined their mentors, and all four cats padded over to where Blue Star was waiting. Her tail twitched.
Sure you've got the right cats, Fireheart?
She inquired acidly. Without waiting for a reply, she led the way out of the camp and up the ravine. As he followed the blue-gray she-cat toward the River Clan border, Fireheart could almost imagine that the last few seasons had never happened, and he was still a young warrior going out on patrol without any of the responsibilities that troubled him now. But the fire-scarred forest reminded him that there was no going back. The frost was beginning to melt as the sun rose over the river, though the leaves still crackled beneath the cat's paws as they padded through the shadows. As they went, Fireheart tested the two apprentices on what they could see and scent, hoping to demonstrate their hunting abilities to their leader. They answered confidently, but Blue Star gave no sign that she had heard. The ThunderClan leader paused when they came within sight of the river and stood gazing at the opposite bank.
I wonder where they are,
she murmured, almost too quietly for Fireheart to hear.
What are they doing now?
Fireheart did not need to see the sadness in her eyes to know that she was thinking of Mistyfoot and Stonefur. He glanced uneasily at the other cats to see if they had noticed, but Swiftpaw and Cloudpaw were sniffing at an old water vole hole, while Longtail was watching the movements of a squirrel high in the branches of a tree. After a few moments, Bluestar turned and followed the border upstream toward Sunning Rocks. Fireheart noticed that she kept casting glances into RiverClan territory, but everything was quiet. They saw no RiverClan cats at all. Eventually, Sunning Rocks came within sight. The smoothly sloping boulders seemed deserted. Then, as Fireheart watched, a cat climbed up from the opposite side and stood silhouetted against the sky. Fireheart stopped dead, his fur prickling with the sense of danger. Though he could not make out the color of her fur, there was no mistaking that aggressive stance, the arrogant tilt of her head, and her long, winding tail. It was Leopard Star. A couple of other cats had joined Leopard Star, and as the ThunderClan patrol drew closer, Fireheart recognized Stonefur, the RiverClan deputy, and the warrior Blackclaw.
Blue Star, he hissed. What is RiverClan doing on Sunning Rocks?
But Fireheart felt his heart sink with dread when he saw the way that Blue Star was looking at the RiverClan deputy. Not the challenging glare of a leader faced with enemy cats on her territory, but the admiring gaze of a queen who has seen her beloved kit become a noble warrior. Blue Star padded forward until she reached the base of the rock where Leopard Star waited. Fireheart followed.
What do they think they're doing? Cloudpaw muttered indignantly behind him. Sunning Rocks is ours!
Fireheart shot him a warning glance to keep silent, and the apprentice dropped back beside Swiftpaw and Longtail, while Fireheart went to stand at Bluestar's shoulder.
Good day, Bluestar,
Leopard Star meowed, her voice confident.
I've been waiting since moonset to see ThunderClan cats, but I never hoped that one of them would be you.
There was an edge of mockery in her tone, and Fireheart winced that the head of his clan could be scorned so openly by other leaders.
What are you doing here? Blue Star asked. Sunning Rocks belongs to ThunderClan.
But her voice was low and unchallenging, as if she did not really believe what she was saying, or did not care.
Sunning Rocks has always belonged to RiverClan, Leopard Star retorted. Even though we allowed ThunderClan to hunt here for a while. But ThunderClan stands in our debt after the help we gave you at the time of the fire. Today we claim that debt, Blue Star. We are taking Sunning Rocks back.
Fireheart's fur bristled with fury. If Leopard Star thought she could stroll onto Sunning Rocks without a fight, she was mistaken. Whipping around, he hissed,
Swiftpaw, you're fastest. Run back to camp and fetch reinforcements.
But I want to fight, Swiftpaw protested.
Then get back here fast.
The apprentice dashed off into the trees. Leopard Star tracked him with narrowed eyes, and Fireheart knew she must realize why he had gone. It was essential to hold off the battle for as long as possible.
Keep her talking, he murmured to Blue Star. Swiftpaw's gone for help.
He was not sure if Blue Star had heard him. She was staring at Stonefur again.
Well, Blue Star,
Leopard Star challenged,
do you agree? Do you allow RiverClan the right to Sunning Rocks?
For a few heartbeats, Blue Star did not reply. As the silence stretched out, more RiverClan cats crept up to the top of the rock and emerged to stand beside their leader. Fireheart's heart lurched when he saw that one of them was Graystripe. His gaze locked with his friend's, and he saw in Graystripe's appalled face a message as clear as if the gray warrior had yowled it to the skies. I don't want to fight you.
No,
Blue Star spoke at last. And to Fireheart's relief, her voice was firm.
Sunning Rocks belongs to ThunderClan.
Then you'll have to fight us for it,
growled Leopard Star. Fireheart heard Longtail whisper at his shoulder.
They'll make crow food of us.
At the same moment, Leopard Star uttered a blood-curdling yowl and launched herself down the face of the rocks at Blue Star. The two cats crashed to the ground, spitting and clawing. Fireheart sprang forward to help his leader, but before he reached her, a warrior crashed into his side, bowling him over and sinking his teeth into Fireheart's shoulder. Fireheart scrabbled against the River Clan cat's belly with his hind paws, desperate to break his grip, and slashed his claws at his enemy's throat. The tabby warrior let go and backed off, yowling. Fireheart spun around, looking for Blue Star, but she was nowhere to be seen. He spotted Longtail in the midst of a heaving mass of cats, but before he could do anything to help, he caught a glimpse of Blackclaw springing toward him. He managed to avoid the warrior's outstretched claws, and as the River Clan cat fell awkwardly, Fireheart sprang on him and bit hard into his ear. Blackclaw scrabbled on the ground, trying to escape Fireheart's grip. Fireheart raked his claws across his back, only to lose his hold as another cat barreled into him from the side. He went down and felt teeth meet in his tail.
Longtail was right, he thought despairingly. They'll tear us into strips.
The ThunderClan cats were hopelessly outnumbered, and there had been no time for Swiftpaw to reach the camp and return with help. Long before reinforcements could arrive, the patrol would have been driven off or killed, and Sunning Rocks would belong to RiverClan again. Fireheart writhed helplessly, struggling for enough space to use teeth and claws. Suddenly, the weight lifted as the cat lying across his legs was yanked away. He sprang to his paws to see Cloudpaw perched on Blackclaw's back, his claws fastened deep in the warrior's black fur and the wild light of battle in his eyes. Blackclaw reared up on his hind legs, but he couldn't shake the apprentice off.
See, Fireheart! Cloudpaw yelled. Do it this way! It's easy!
There was no time for Fireheart to answer. He spat an insult after the other warrior, who vanished wailing among the rocks, and threw himself into the whirling mass of cats around Longtail. Fireheart dragged one warrior off him, and suddenly came face to face with Brackenfur as the younger warrior burst out of the trees. He gasped with surprise and gave fervent thanks to StarClan. Swiftpaw must have met the hunting patrol scouting near Sunning Rocks, as Fireheart had ordered after Graystripe's warning, and sent them along bringing help, long before Fireheart had dared to hope for it.
Where's Blue Star? Brackenfur called.
Don't know. In the moment's respite, Fireheart looked around for his leader. There was still no sign of her, though he caught sight of Leopard Star facing up to Whitestorm on top of a rock a few fox lengths away. Longtail staggered to his paws, panting for breath as he leaned against the rock face. Blood trickled from a gash on his forehead, and he had lost a strip of fur along his flank. But his lips were still drawn back in a snarl, and he followed Brackenfur willingly as the ginger warrior leaped into the battle. Fireheart was about to join them when he heard a voice calling out urgently above the noise of the fighting.
Fireheart! Fireheart!
He spun around to see Graystripe crouched on top of the nearest rock, a look of anguish on his broad face.
Fireheart, come here! He yelled.
For a heartbeat, Fireheart wondered if this was a trap, and then felt ashamed of himself. His friend had avoided fighting him face to face. He would never snare him with a trick. Fireheart bounded up the smooth slope of the rock to Graystripe's side.
What is it?
Graystripe pointed with his muzzle toward the other side of the rock.
Look!
Fireheart peered over the edge. The rock sloped down more steeply there, into a narrow gully. Blue Star was crouching almost directly below him. Her fur was ruffled, and she was bleeding from one shoulder. Coming along the gully on either side, cutting off any possible escape, were Misty Foot and Stonefur. The RiverClan deputy slashed his claws at Blue Star without touching her.
Defend yourself, snarled the Gray Tom, or I swear by StarClan I'll kill you.
On Blue Star's other side, Misty Foot crept closer, her belly flat to the ground.
Are you scared to fight us?
She hissed. Blue Star did not move, except to turn her head from one to the other. Fireheart could not see her expression from his vantage point, but he knew she would never be able to attack her own kits.
I had to tell you, Graystripe whispered beside Fireheart. They'll call me a traitor, but I couldn't let them kill Blue Star.
Fireheart shot his friend a look of gratitude. Graystripe had no idea of the real relationship between Blue Star and these two RiverClan cats. His only motive was loyalty to his former leader. But Fireheart had no time to think for long about Graystripe's tangled loyalties. He had to save Blue Star. The RiverClan cats had advanced until they were almost touching her, their fur bristling and their teeth bared in a snarl.
Call yourself a leader?
Stonefur sneered.
Why won't you fight?
He drew back a paw to bring it raking down over Blue Star's shoulder. At the same instant, Fireheart launched himself down the rock face. He landed hard in the gully, practically on top of Stonefur, forcing him away from Blue Star. On the clan leader's other side, Mistyfoot let out a screech of defiance and unsheathed her claws.
Stop!
Fireheart yelled.
You can't harm Blue Star. She's your mother.
Chapter 17. The River Clan warriors froze, their blue eyes wide with shock.
What do you mean?
Stonefur rasped.
Greypool was our mother.
No, listen.
Fireheart bundled Blue Star against the rock face and stood in front of her. He could still hear the yowls and spitting of the battle on the other side of the rock, but suddenly it seemed to have nothing to do with the confrontation in this gully.
Blue Star gave birth to you in ThunderClan, he meowed desperately. But she couldn't keep you. Your father, Oakheart, brought you to RiverClan.
I don't believe you,
Stonefur drew his lips back in a vicious snarl.
It's a trick!
No, wait,
mewed Mistyfoot.
Fireheart doesn't lie.
How would you know?
Her brother demanded.
He's a ThunderClan cat. Why should we trust him?
He advanced on Fireheart, claws out, and the ThunderClan warrior braced himself for the attack. But before Stonefur could spring, Blue Star slipped out from behind him and faced the two RiverClan cats.
My kids. Oh, my kids.
Blue Star's voice was warm, and when she turned her head, Fireheart saw that her eyes were blazing with admiration.
You're such fine warriors now. I'm so proud of you.
Stonefur glanced at Mistyfoot, uncertainty showing in his twitching ears.
Leave Blue Star alone,
Fireheart urged quietly. A sudden yowling interrupted him.
Fireheart, watch out!
The voice was Graystripe's. Fireheart looked up in time to see Leopard Star plunging down the rock toward him. Graystripe's warning gave him just enough time to scramble backward so that her outstretched claws only raked his shoulder. Spitting, she flung herself at him, driving the breath out of his body as she hurled him to the ground. Fireheart gripped the RiverClan leader's neck with his front paws and felt her powerful hind paws raking at his belly. Pain stabbed through him, and he slashed out blindly, feeling his claws score through fur. For a few heartbeats, all he could see was Leopard Star's spotted pelt. His face was pressed into it, half smothering him, and he struggled to breathe. Suddenly, Leopard Star jerked her head back, and Fireheart lost his hold on her neck. Her stifling weight was lifted off him. Scrambling to his paws, he backed against the rock, ready for her to spring at him again. His head whirled with exhaustion, and he could feel blood pulsing out of a wound on his leg. Suddenly, he wasn't sure that this was a battle he could win. He looked around for Blue Star, but she had disappeared, and so had Mistyfoot and Stonefur. The RiverClan leader crouched on the ground in front of him, breathing hard, bleeding from her neck and side. To Fireheart's astonishment, Graystripe stood over her, pinning her down with his front paws.
I had him,
Leopard Star panted, almost incoherent with fury.
I heard you just now. You warned him.
Graystripe released his leader so she could stagger to her paws again.
I'm sorry, Leopard Star, but Fireheart's my friend.
Leopard Star shook drops of blood from her golden tabby fur and glared at the gray warrior.
I was right about you all along, she hissed. You were never loyal to RiverClan. All right, you've got a choice. Attack your friend for me now, or leave my clan for good.
Graystripe stared at her in dismay. Fireheart's breath caught in his chest. Was Leopard Star going to force him to fight his former clanmate? He knew that he didn't have the strength to beat a cat who was still relatively fresh, and much more than that, how could he lift a claw against his best friend?
Well,
snarled Leopard Star.
What are you waiting for?
Graystripe glanced at Fireheart, his amber eyes filled with anguish. Then he bowed his head.
I'm sorry, Leopard Star. I can't do it. Punish me if you want. Punish you?
Leopard Star's face was contorted in fury.
I'll claw your eyes out! I'll set you loose in the forest for the foxes to track down! Traitor! I'll...
A chorus of yowling drowned her threats. Fireheart looked up, almost despairing at the thought of more enemies to fight. He could hardly believe what he saw. A wave of ThunderClan cats was streaming over the rock and down into the gully. He spotted Mousefur, Darkstripe, Sandstorm, and Dustpelt, and Swiftpaw leading the other apprentices. His message had gotten through, and help had come at last. Leopardstar took one look and fled. The ThunderClan warriors gave chase at once with furious yowls. Fireheart and Graystripe were left looking at each other. Thank you, Fireheart mewed after a few moments. Graystripe shrugged and padded over to him. He was limping slightly, and his fur was torn and thick with dust.
There was no choice, he whispered. I couldn't hurt you, could I?
Fireheart drew himself up. As his head cleared, he realized that the sounds of battle were fading, and a heavy silence was gathering over Sunning Rocks, filled with the reek of blood. Come on. I've got to see what's happening. He turned and padded along the gully, aware that Graystripe was following close behind. Coming to the open ground beyond the rocks, he saw the RiverClan warriors retreating down the slope that led to the river. At the head of the patrol, Blackclaw launched himself into the river and began swimming toward the opposite bank. Brackenfur and Sandstorm stood nearby, and more ThunderClan cats crouched on top of Sunning Rocks, watching their enemies depart. Cloudpaw raised his head and let out a yowl of pure triumph. Bluestar padded after the retreating cats as far as the RiverClan border, her ears pricked with determination. Fireheart saw with a twinge of distress that she was following Mistyfoot and Stonefur.
Now that you know the truth, we must talk, she called after them. You will be welcome in the ThunderClan camp. I will tell my warriors to bring you to my den whenever you want to see me.
But both warriors turned away from her and stalked down to the edge of the water. Stonefur glanced back before he waded out into the river.
Leave us alone, he growled. You're no mother of ours, whatever you say.
Leopardstar was the last cat to retreat across the border.
Look there,
she snapped at her warriors, flicking her tail toward Graystripe, who was standing beside Fireheart.
If it weren't for that traitor, Sunning Rocks would be ours again. He's no longer a member of RiverClan. If you catch him on our territory, kill him!
Without waiting for any response, she spun around and limped rapidly toward the river. Graystripe said nothing. He stood as motionless as the rocks behind him, with his head hanging. Sandstorm padded across to Fireheart.
What happened?
She asked. She was bleeding from a scratch on her shoulder, but her eyes were clear and questioning. Fireheart longed to go back to camp and curl up in the warrior's den to share tongues with her, but he knew he had too much to do. Graystripe saved my life, he explained. He pulled Leopardstar off me.
So that's why he can't go back.
The pale ginger she-cat turned her head to watch the last of the RiverClan cats plunging into the river. Then she looked back at Graystripe, her eyes huge with concern.
What is he going to do then? She murmured.
Sudden joy stabbed through Fireheart. Whatever Graystripe felt for his kits, if he could not go back to RiverClan, he could come home. Then the joy faded, and anxiety twisted Fireheart's belly. That decision wasn't his to make. Would Bluestar now allow the Grey Warrior to come back to the clan he had left? And how would the other warriors react? Looking around for his leader, Fireheart saw her padding wearily up the slope and went to meet her. Bluestar. She raised her head, and he saw that her eyes were puzzled.
They hate me, Fireheart.
Sorrow flooded over Fireheart. With his own worries about Graystripe, he had almost forgotten what his leader must be suffering. I'm sorry, Bluestar, he murmured. Perhaps I shouldn't have told them, but I couldn't think of what else to do.
That's all right, Fireheart.
To his amazement, Bluestar reached out and gave his shoulder a swift lick.
I always wanted them to know. But I didn't think they would hate me for what I did.
She let out a long sigh.
Let's go back to camp.
She showed no sense of triumph that ThunderClan had succeeded in defending their claim to Sunning Rocks. When she reached the place where her warriors were gathered, she said nothing about the victory, not even to congratulate them for fighting so well. Her mind still seemed fixed on her kits. Fireheart fell in beside his leader as she padded up the slope. "Well done," he meowed to Cloudpaw as his apprentice leaped off the rock and landed neatly at his side. "You fought like a warrior." "So did all of you," he added, raising his voice as he glanced around, hoping to make up for their leader's indifference. "Blue Star and I are both proud of you."
"Thanks, Star Clan, we managed to beat River Clan off," mewed Brackenfur.
"No, thank us," Cloudpaw put in. "We did all the fighting. I didn't notice any Star Clan warriors on our side."
Blue Star turned her head at that and fixed an intent gaze on the white apprentice, her eyes narrowed. Fireheart expected her to rebuke him, but her expression showed interest rather than anger. She gave a little nod but said nothing. As the warriors began to move off toward their camp, Fireheart went to stand beside Graystripe.
"Blue Star," he mewed nervously. "Graystripe's here."
Blue Star's gaze flickered vaguely over the gray warrior. For a moment, Fireheart was afraid that her mind was drifting again, and she wouldn't even remember that Graystripe had ever left ThunderClan. Then Darkstripe shouldered his way forward.
"Get off our territory," he spat at Graystripe, adding to Blue Star. "I'll drive him off if you want."
"Wait," Blue Star ordered, with a touch of her old authority. "Fireheart, explain what's going on." He told her how Graystripe had warned him about Leopard Star's attack and pulled her away when Fireheart was losing their fight. "He brought me to help you when Mistyfoot and Stonefur were attacking you," he explained, "and I owe him my life. Blue Star, please let him come back into ThunderClan." Graystripe looked at his former leader with a glimmer of hope in his amber eyes. But before Blue Star could reply, Darkstripe broke in roughly.
"He left ThunderClan of his own free will. Why should we let him come crawling back now?"
"I'm not crawling to you or any cat," Graystripe retorted. He turned to face the gray she-cat again. "But I'd like to come back, if you'll have me, Blue Star."
"You can't take back a traitor," Darkstripe spat. "He just betrayed his leader. How do you know he won't betray you the first chance he gets?"
"He did it for Fireheart," Sandstorm protested. Darkstripe snorted contemptuously. Blue Star fixed a cold look on him.
"If Graystripe is a traitor," she meowed with all the ice of Leaf Bear in her voice, "then he's just the same as the rest of you. The clan is full of traitors, so one more won't make any difference."
She whirled on Fireheart, power and strength seeming to flow back into her body.
"You should have let Mistyfoot and Stonefur kill me," she spat. "Better a quick death at the claws of noble warriors than a life dragged out in a clan I can't trust. A clan doomed to destruction by StarClan."
There were gasps from the other cats as she spoke, and Fireheart realized that few of the clan had any idea how distrustful and despairing Blue Star had become. He knew there was no point in trying to argue with her now. "Does that mean Graystripe can stay?" he asked.
"Stay or go, whatever he likes,"
Blue Star responded indifferently. Her flash of strength ebbed, leaving her looking more exhausted than ever. Slowly, not meeting the troubled gazes of any of her warriors, she padded away in the direction of the camp. Chapter 18. As Fireheart wearily pushed his way through the entrance to the camp, he spotted Bramblekit dashing toward him, almost falling over his paws in his eagerness to greet the returning warriors.
"Did we win?"
he asked. He stopped and stared round-eyed at Graystripe.
"Who's this? Is he a prisoner?"
"No, he's a ThunderClan cat," Fireheart replied. "It's a long story, Bramblekit, and I'm too tired to explain now. Get your mother to tell you." Bramblekit took a step back, looking slightly crestfallen. Though he wouldn't remember it, Fireheart reflected, he had suckled side by side with Graystripe's two kits. Golden Flower had cared for them in the few days they had spent in ThunderClan after Silverstream's death.
The dark tabby kit eyed Graystripe suspiciously as the two warriors padded past him and then turned to Tawny Kit as she came bounding up.
Look, he mewed. There's a new cat in the clan.
Who is he?
Tawny Kit wondered.
A traitor,
Darkstripe spat as he stalked past on his way to the warrior's den.
But then, we're all traitors according to Blue Star.
The two kits stared at him with total bewilderment in their faces. Fireheart fought down his fury. There was no time to start an argument with Darkstripe, but the warrior had no business letting his anger spill over onto the kits. Feeling an unusual pang of sympathy for Bramble Kit, he turned back and meowed.
Yes, we did win. We keep Sunning Rocks.
Bramble Kit gave a little joyous bounce.
Great! I'm going to tell the elders!
He scurried off with Tawny Kit hard on his paws.
Those are Tiger Star's kits, aren't they?
Asked Graystripe curiously, watching them go.
Yes, Fireheart didn't want to discuss them now. Let's go see Cinderpelt and get patched up.
Graystripe looked around as the two warriors crossed the burned-out clearing.
It's never going to be the same, he muttered despondently.
Next new leaf, you'll see, Fireheart replied, trying to cheer him up.
He hoped Graystripe was only referring to the damage caused by the fire, and not a sense that he could never recover his old place within the clan.
Everything will grow back stronger than before.
Graystripe didn't reply. He didn't look as happy as Fireheart had expected him to be, as if he were beginning to doubt that the rest of his birth clan would accept him. And Fireheart could see pain in his eyes that suggested he was already beginning to miss the kits he had given up. After all, he hadn't even had a chance to say goodbye. The returning warriors were gathering in Cinderpelt's clearing. As Fireheart and Graystripe approached, the medicine cat looked up from pressing cobwebs against a wound in Cloudpaw's side.
Here's Fireheart now,
she mewed, and added,
Great Star Clan, you look as if you've been fighting monsters on the Thunderpath.
It feels like it, Fireheart grunted.
Settling down to wait for Cinderpelt to check him over, he realized how much his wounds hurt. The one in the leg that Leopard Star had given him was still bleeding, and he bent his head to lick it.
What are you thinking bringing him back again?
Fireheart looked up to see Dustpelt glaring at Graystripe.
We don't want him here.
Who's we? Fireheart asked, gritting his teeth.
I think he belongs here, and so does Sandstorm and...
He broke off as Dustpelt pointedly turned his back. Graystripe shot an apologetic look at Fireheart.
They won't accept me, he mewed. It's true. I left the clan, and now...
Give it time, Fireheart tried to encourage him. They'll come around.
Privately, he wished he could believe it. Thanks to Blue Star's indifference, some of the ThunderClan cats would have no qualms about objecting to Graystripe's return. One more problem, Fireheart thought, to add to his worries about what was really going on in the forest. How could the clan hope to survive the destruction StarClan had prophesied unless they were united? Fireheart wondered if Graystripe knew about the dark threat in the forest from RiverClan's medicine cat, the pack that StarClan had warned them of. Though Fireheart's fur prickled with dread, there was some comfort in knowing that Graystripe was back, and he would have his friend to rely on. Whatever lay ahead. Fireheart began to lick his wound again, wishing that he could just enjoy the Grey Warrior's return for a few moments.
That's right, get it clean,
Cinderpelt meowed as she came up to him. She sniffed at the leg wound and then rapidly checked his other injuries.
You'll be fine,
she reassured him.
I'll give you some cobwebs for the bleeding, but apart from that, you just need to rest.
Have you seen Blue Star? Fireheart asked as Cinderpelt brought the cobwebs and laid them over the wound. Is she badly hurt?
A bite on her shoulder, replied the medicine cat. I gave her a poultice of herbs, and she went back to her den.
Fireheart struggled to his paws. I'd better go and see her.
Okay, but if she's asleep, don't wake her. Clan business, whatever it is, can wait. And while Fireheart does that, she added to Graystripe, I'll have a look at you.
She gave his ear a quick lick.
It's good to have you back.
At least some cats would welcome Graystripe, Fireheart told himself as he padded across the clearing. The others would change their minds.
Graystripe just needed time to prove that he would be a loyal member of ThunderClan again.
Fireheart,
Sandstorm hailed him as he approached Bluestar's den.
Mousefur and I are going out to hunt.
Thanks, Fireheart mewed gratefully.
Are you all right?
Sandstorm drew closer, her eyes narrowing.
I thought you'd be pleased. We won the battle and Graystripe has come home.
Fireheart pressed his muzzle briefly against her flank. He felt a pang of relief that the ginger she-cat seemed to have forgiven him for going behind Bluestar's back to arrange the talk with WindClan. I know, but I'm not sure that all the cats will accept Graystripe. They'll find it hard to forget that he loved a cat from another clan and then left us altogether. Sandstorm shrugged.
That's in the past. He's here now, isn't he? They'll just have to put up with it.
That's not the point. Pain and weariness made Fireheart more irritable than he intended. We can't afford quarrels just now. Can't you see that? Sandstorm stared at him, anger flaring in her pale green eyes.
Sorry, I'm sure, she spat. I was only trying to help.
Sandstorm, don't, Fireheart began, realizing too late that he'd said the wrong thing. But Sandstorm had already turned away and was stalking back toward the warrior's den, where Mousefur was waiting for her. Feeling even more despondent than before, Fireheart went on to Bluestar's den. When he looked through the entrance, he thought she was asleep, curled up in her nest. But almost at once, her blue eyes blinked open and she raised her head.
Fireheart, her voice was dull. What do you want?
Just reporting, Bluestar. Fireheart slipped into the den and stood in front of his leader. All the cats are back. There are no serious injuries as far as I can see.
Good.
Sounding a little more interested, she added.
Your apprentice fought well today.
Yes, he did. Fireheart felt a rush of pride in his kin. Whatever problems there had been with Cloudpaw in the past, no one could question his courage.
I think it's time he became a warrior, Bluestar went on. We'll hold his naming ceremony at sunset.
Hope flared in Fireheart's chest. Had Bluestar finally accepted the need to make new warriors? But his optimism ebbed away like water into sand when Bluestar's lips curled into a sneer and she added,
There must be a ceremony, I suppose. It means nothing to me, but these cats are so gullible they'll never accept Cloudpaw without one.
And how much meaning does the ceremony have for Cloudpaw? Fireheart asked himself. Does he really care about the warrior code? If not, he reflected, then the young cat didn't deserve to become a warrior, no matter how well he fought. But Bluestar had made up her mind, and Fireheart wouldn't try to change it. Instead, he suggested, Swiftpaw should be a warrior too. He did well today.
Swiftpaw carried a message back to camp. That's apprentice work. He's not ready to become a warrior yet.
But he came back to the battle, Fireheart objected.
No!
Bluestar's tail lashed in anger.
I cannot trust Swiftpaw. Cloudpaw is stronger and braver, and besides, he doesn't grovel to StarClan like the rest of you. The clan needs more warriors like that.
Fireheart wanted to say that Cloudpaw's lack of respect for the warrior code was the last thing ThunderClan needed, but he did not dare. Instead, he dipped his head and backed away. I'll see you at sunset, he meowed, and went to break the news to Cloudpaw. His apprentice, as Fireheart had guessed, was delighted at the news that he was to become a warrior at last. Fireheart instructed him on what he had to do in the ceremony, and then headed for the warrior's den and some much-needed sleep. His heart sank right to his paws when he spotted Longtail sitting with the apprentices outside their den. There was one more thing he had to do before he could rest. Padding toward Longtail, he jerked his muzzle for the tabby warrior to join him, out of earshot of the apprentices. Longtail, he began, searching for the right words. I'm sorry. I've got some bad news. Bluestar has agreed to make Cloudpaw a warrior, but...
But not Swiftpaw?
Longtail finished angrily.
That's what you're going to say, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Longtail, he meowed. I tried to persuade Bluestar, but she wouldn't agree.
So you say.
The pale warrior sneered.
But it's strange that your apprentice is chosen and mine is ignored. Swiftpaw never went off to live with two legs.
I'm not going into all that again, Fireheart retorted. Cloudpaw had never intended to leave the clan, but every cat knew that he had visited the two-leg nest regularly for food before the two-legs captured him and shut him in. Blue Star said she's making Cloudpaw a warrior because he fought well, while Swiftpaw
took a message.
Longtail's tabby fur bristled with fury.
And who made him take it? He would have stayed to fight if you hadn't sent him away.
I know that, Fireheart mewed wearily. I'm just as disappointed as you are. I'll do my best to get Swiftpaw made a warrior soon, I promise.
If I believed that, I'd believe anything,
Longtail spat. He turned his back on Fireheart, scraped angrily at the ground as if he were covering his dirt, and stalked back to the apprentices. The sun was sinking behind the wall of the camp when Fireheart emerged from the warrior's den with Graystripe close behind him. Sleep had restored his body, and he tried to feel optimistic about the coming ceremony, even though he was not looking forward to it. Shadows were stretching across the camp, and Fireheart saw that Blue Star had emerged from her den. To his relief, she was moving easily, and the shoulder wound she had taken in the battle didn't seem to be bothering her as she sprang up onto the high rock.
Let all cats old enough to catch their own prey join beneath the high rock for a clan meeting, she called.
Graystripe gave Fireheart a friendly nudge.
You've done well with Cloudpaw, he meowed. I never thought that pest of a kit would grow up into such a fine warrior.
Fireheart acknowledged his friend's praise by pressing his muzzle against the gray warrior's shoulder. His friend remembered how upset he had been when Cinderpelt had her accident, and knew how much it meant to Fireheart to have an apprentice ready to be made a warrior at last. Graystripe had seen his own apprentice, Brackenpaw, made a warrior long ago. Many of the cats were already in the clearing. News of Cloudpaw's warrior ceremony must have spread around the camp. Cinderpelt appeared from her den and took her place near the base of the rock, while Goldenflower brought her two kits to sit at the front of the gathering crowd. Willowpelt's litter stayed with their mother near the entrance to the nursery. Fireheart couldn't help noticing that the other apprentices were the last to join the circle around the rock. He saw Brightpaw nudging Swiftpaw out of their den. Even when the black and white cat had crossed the clearing, he stayed on the very edge of the crowd, and the other apprentices settled down around him. A pang of dismay shot through Fireheart. It wasn't Cloudpaw's fault that Blue Star had chosen him and none of the others. It would be hard for him not to have the good wishes of his friends when he became a warrior. But Cloudpaw didn't seem bothered. He strolled out of the elder's den and padded across to Fireheart with his tail waving in the air, his eyes shining with excitement. Fireheart murmured into his ear, I'm very proud of you, Cloudpaw. Tomorrow you can take a hunting patrol over to Two-Leg Place and tell Princess. Cloudpaw shot him a delighted look, but before he could say anything, Blue Star spoke.
Cloudpaw, you fought well against River Clan this morning, and I have decided that the time has come for you to take your place as a warrior in Thunder Clan.
The White Tom turned to face the High Rock and gazed up at his leader as she began to speak the ritual words.
I, Blue Star, leader of Thunder Clan, call upon my warrior ancestors to look down on this apprentice. He has trained hard to understand the ways of your noble code, and I commend him to you as a warrior in his turn.
Her voice was harsh, and Fireheart thought that it was obvious that she was merely going through the motions of a ritual that had ceased to have meaning for her. Uneasily, he wondered whether StarClan would be willing to watch over Cloudpaw, when neither he nor his leader had any respect for their warrior ancestors.
Cloudpaw, Blue Star continued, do you promise to uphold the warrior code and to protect and defend this clan, even at the cost of your life?
I do,
Cloudpaw meowed fervently. Did he understand what he was promising? Fireheart wondered. He was sure that Cloudpaw would do his best to protect the clan because these cats were his friends, but he knew that the young cat wouldn't be prompted to act by any sense of loyalty to the warrior code.
Then by the powers of Star Clan, I give you your warrior name,
Blue Star went on, each word dragged out of her like thorns.
Cloudpaw, from this moment you will be known as Cloudtail. Star Clan honors your courage and your independence, and we welcome you as a full warrior of Thunder Clan.
Leaping down from the high rock, she padded over to Cloudtail and rested her muzzle on his head. Cloudtail gave her shoulder a respectful lick, then went over to stand beside Fireheart. This was the moment at which the clan should have greeted the new warrior by chanting his name, but now there was only silence. Fireheart heard uneasy murmurs start up around him, as if the cats had sensed Blue Star's lack of conviction when she recited the ritual. Flicking a glance at the apprentices at the edge of the crowd, Fireheart saw that they were all looking at their paws, and Swiftpaw had turned his back on his old denmate. Cloudtail was beginning to look a little crestfallen when Brindleface, who had suckled him as a tiny kit, padded up and pressed her tabby muzzle against his.
"Well done, Cloudtail," she exclaimed. "I'm so proud of you."
As if she had given a signal, Cinderpelt and Graystripe came up, and then at last the other cats began to crowd around, greeting Cloudtail by his new name and congratulating him. Fireheart breathed a sigh of relief that the awkward moment was over, but he couldn't help noticing that Longtail was nowhere to be seen, and the apprentices waited until the very end to come up, led by Brightpaw, each mewing a few quick, subdued words before slipping away again. Swiftpaw was not among them. "You're keeping vigil tonight," Fireheart reminded his former apprentice, trying to sound as if this were like any other warrior naming ceremony. "Remember, you have to stay silent until dawn." Cloudtail nodded and padded off to take up a position in the center of the clearing. His head and tail were raised proudly, but Fireheart knew that the ceremony had been shadowed by the jealousy of the other apprentices and by Blue Star's transparent loss of faith. How long could the clan survive, Fireheart wondered, when their leader no longer honored Star Clan? Chapter 19. Next morning, Fireheart watched the Dawn Patrol leave before going to relieve Cloudtail from his vigil. His injured leg felt stiff, but the bleeding had stopped. "All quiet?" he meowed. "Do you want to sleep now, or are you up to going hunting? We could go through Tall Pines if you like and see Princess." Cloudtail stretched his jaws in an enormous yawn, but a heartbeat later, he had sprung to his paws.
"Let's hunt!"
"Okay," Fireheart mewed. "We'll take Sandstorm with us. She has met Princess too." Fireheart knew that his closeness to Sandstorm had been trickling away ever since he had stopped the battle with WindClan. He desperately wanted to restore their previous bond, and inviting her to go hunting might be a good way of doing that. Glancing around to see if she had emerged from the den, he spotted Dustpelt padding toward him, with Fernpaw following. As they drew closer, Fireheart could see that the light brown warrior looked worried.
"There's something you ought to know," Dustpelt announced. "Fernpaw, tell Fireheart what you just told me."
Fernpaw's head was lowered, and she scuffled in the dust with her front paws. Her hesitation gave Fireheart time to wonder what was troubling her, and why she had chosen to confide in Dustpelt instead of her mentor, Darkstripe. The second question was answered as Dustpelt bent his head and gave her ear a couple of licks. Fireheart had never seen the prickly young warrior so gentle.
"It's okay," Dustpelt mewed. "There's nothing to be scared of. Fireheart won't be angry with you."
The glare he gave Fireheart, unseen by Fernpaw, said he'd better not. "Come on, Fernpaw," Fireheart tried to sound encouraging. "Tell me what is the matter." Fernpaw's green eyes flickered toward him and away again.
"It's Swiftpaw," she mewed.
She hesitated this time, with a glance at Cloudtail, and then went on.
"He was really angry that Blue Star wouldn't make him into a warrior. Last night, he got all us apprentices together in the den. He said we'd never be warriors unless we did something so brave that Blue Star couldn't go on ignoring us anymore."
She paused again, and Dustpelt murmured, "Go on."
"He said we ought to find out who has been killing prey in the forest,"
mewed Fernpaw, her voice shaking.
"He said you didn't seem bothered about finding our enemy. He wanted us to go to Snake Rocks because that's where most of the scraps of prey had been found. Swiftpaw thought we might pick up a trail."
"What a mouse-brained idea,"
Cloudtail burst out. "And what did the rest of the apprentices think about this?" Fireheart asked, shooting a warning glance at Cloudtail and trying to ignore the cold lump of apprehension that was gathering in his belly.
We didn't know. We want to be warriors, but we all knew we shouldn't do something like that without orders and without at least one warrior with us. In the end, only Swiftpaw and Brightpaw went.
Did you see them go when you were on vigil? Fireheart demanded, turning to look at Cloudtail. Beginning to look worried, Cloudtail shook his head.
Swiftpaw said Cloudtail wouldn't notice a two-legged monster roaring through the camp,
Fernpaw mumbled.
He and Brightpaw sneaked out through the ferns behind the elder's den.
When was this? Fireheart demanded.
I'm not sure. Before dawn?
Fernpaw's voice rose as if she were about to start wailing like a tiny kit.
I didn't know what to do. I knew it was wrong, but I didn't want to give them away. Only I've been feeling worse and worse, and so when I saw Dustpelt, I went to tell him.
She gave the brown tabby warrior a grateful glance, and he pressed his muzzle against her speckled gray flank. We'll have to go after them, Fireheart decided.
I'm coming,
Cloudtail meowed instantly, startling Fireheart by the blaze in his blue eyes.
Brightpaw's out there. If anything's hurt her, I'll shred it.
Okay, Fireheart agreed, surprised to realize that the young warrior cared so transparently for his former denmate. Go and fetch a couple more cats to come with us. As the new warrior shot off, Dustpelt meowed.
We'll come too.
I don't want the apprentices involved, Fireheart replied. Fernpaw is upset enough as it is. Why don't you take her hunting? Take Ashpaw and Darkstripe as well. The clan needs fresh kill. Dustpelt gave him a long look. Then he nodded.
Okay.
Fireheart wondered whether he ought to tell Blue Star what was going on before they left, but he was reluctant to get Swiftpaw into trouble and give the clan leader another excuse why the young cat shouldn't become a warrior. If we can fetch them back, Blue Star need never know, he told himself. Besides, Fireheart didn't want to waste a single moment. Cloudtail was already returning with Sandstorm and Graystripe hard behind him. Just the cats I'd have chosen, Fireheart thought. He couldn't ignore the warm feeling at the thought that Graystripe was home again, and they could hunt and fight together as they used to. The gray warrior's eyes were shining as he fell into his accustomed place at Fireheart's side. Fireheart wished he could have had Whitestorm, too. He was Brightpaw's mentor, but he had gone out with the Dawn Patrol. Sandstorm looked her usual self, alert and focused on their mission.
Cloudtail told us, she meowed briskly. Let's go.
Fireheart took the lead out of the camp and up to the top of the ravine. Almost at once, he picked up Swiftpaw's and Brightpaw's scent, leading directly toward Snake Rocks. There was no need to spend time trying to track them. All they had to do was get to Snake Rocks as soon as possible.
But we'll be too late, he thought. If they meet whatever's out there.
He raced through the forest, his paws scattering fallen leaves. The stiffness in his injured leg was forgotten. Graystripe ran close beside him, and Fireheart recognized the comfort of facing danger with his friend by his side once again, even though so much had changed. As they approached Snake Rocks, Fireheart slowed down and signaled with his tail for the other cats to do the same. If they dashed straight in without knowing what they had to face, there would be no help to the apprentices. They had to treat this threat, whatever it was, like any other enemy. But something inside Fireheart screamed that it was unpredictable, far beyond the reach of any clan code, and that he was in more danger than he had ever been in before. Was this how mice and rabbits felt, he wondered, knowing that death could be stalking through the undergrowth? Everything was still. Fireheart did not want to risk calling to the apprentices in case he alerted whatever was lurking up ahead. Swiftpaw must be right, he realized. This was the center of the darkness that had poisoned the forest. But he began to doubt his theories about what the threat was. Could one dog really cause so much destruction and fear in the forest? As cautiously as if he were stalking prey, Fireheart slid through the undergrowth until the smooth, sand-colored sides of Snake Rocks came into sight. For a few heartbeats, he stood and tasted the air. A mixture of scents reached him. Swiftpaw's and Brightpaw's, still fresh. The staler scent of other ThunderClan cats. Dog, as Fireheart had expected. But over it,
all the stench of newly spilled blood. Sandstorm turned to look at him, her eyes huge with fear.
Something terrible has happened.
Terror coursed through Fireheart. He was about to confront the source of the fear that had stalked him for more than a moon, the faceless enemy that had invaded their forest. He was barely able to make himself go on. With a twitch of his tail, he gestured for his companions to move forward again. Now they crept with their bellies close to the ground, intent on seeing without being seen, until the rocks were only a few fox lengths away. A fallen tree barred their way. Scrambling onto the trunk, Fireheart looked out over an open space carpeted with dead leaves. Foul-tasting bile rose into his throat as he took in the scene in front of him. The leaves had been churned up by massive paws, and clots of earth sprayed upward to catch in the branches of the tree. In the middle of the clearing, Swiftpaw's black and white body lay motionless, and just beyond him, Brightpaw.
Oh no,
whispered Sandstorm, as she drew herself up to crouch on the trunk beside Fireheart.
Brightpaw!
Yelled Cloudtail. Without waiting for Fireheart's order, he launched himself across the clearing toward her. Fireheart tensed, waiting for whatever had hunted down these apprentices to emerge from the trees and attack, but nothing stirred. Feeling as if his legs hardly belonged to him, he sprang down and stumbled across to Swiftpaw. The apprentice lay on his side, his legs splayed out. His black and white fur was torn, and his body was covered with dreadful wounds, ripped by teeth far bigger than any cat's. His jaws still snarled and his eyes glared. He was dead, and Fireheart could see that he had died fighting.
Great Star Clan, what did this to him?
He whispered. For moons he had been afraid, and now it was far worse than he ever could have imagined. Swiftpaw had been slaughtered like prey. The hunters in the forest had become the hunted. Something had happened in the forest. The balance of life had changed, and for a moment Fireheart felt the ground beneath his paws shift. Graystripe and Sandstorm stared down at Swiftpaw's body, too stunned to reply. Fireheart knew that Graystripe was remembering another blood-stained body, all his grief for Silverstream reawakening.
What a waste,
Fireheart murmured sadly.
If only Blue Star had made him a warrior. If only I'd let him fight instead of sending him.
He was interrupted by a screech from Cloudtail.
Fireheart! Fireheart Brightpaw isn't dead!
Fireheart spun around and raced across the clearing to crouch beside Brightpaw. Her white and ginger fur, which she had always kept so neatly groomed, was spiky with drying blood. On one side of her face, the fur was torn away, and there was blood where her eye should have been. One ear had been shredded, and there were huge claw marks scored across her muzzle. Fireheart heard a choking sound as Sandstorm came up behind him.
No,
the ginger she-cat whispered.
Oh, StarClan, no!
At first, Fireheart thought Cloudtail was wrong and that Brightpaw must be dead, until he saw the very faint rise and fall of her breathing and the blood bubbling in her nostrils.
Fetch Cinderpelt,
he ordered. Sandstorm dashed off while Graystripe stood beside Swiftpaw's body, all his senses alert in case their fearsome enemy should return. Fireheart went on looking down at the injured Brightpaw. Somehow his fear had drained away. He felt nothing but an icy calm and a stern, ferocious determination to avenge the young apprentices. He asked StarClan to be with him and to give him the strength to unleash all their fury on whatever had dared to wreak such havoc. Cloudtail curled himself close to the motionless apprentice and began licking her face and the fur around her ears.
Don't die, Brightpaw, he begged. I'm with you now. Cinderpelt's coming. Hold on just a bit longer.
Fireheart had never heard him sound so distraught. He hoped the white cat would not have to suffer the pain he had felt when Spotted Leaf died, or Graystripe's when he lost Silverstream. One of Brightpaw's ears twitched under Cloudtail's gentle tongue. Her remaining eye opened a slit and closed again. Brightpaw, Fireheart leaned close to her and spoke urgently. Brightpaw, can you tell us what did this to you? Brightpaw's eye opened wider, and she fixed a cloudy gaze on Fireheart. What happened? He repeated. What did this?
A thin wailing came from Brightpaw, which gradually formed into words. Fireheart stared at her in horror as he made out what she was trying to say.
Pack, pack,
she whispered.
Kill, kill.
Chapter 20. Will she live? Fireheart asked anxiously. Cinderpelt let out a weary sigh. She had come to Snake Rocks as fast as her uneven legs could run and done her best to patch up the worst of Brightpaw's injuries with cobwebs to stop the bleeding and poppy seeds for the pain. At last, the apprentice had recovered enough to be dragged back through the forest to the camp, and now she lay unconscious in a nest among the ferns near Cinderpelt's den.
I don't know,
Cinderpelt admitted.
I've done the best I can. She's in the paws of StarClan now.
She's a strong cat, Fireheart meowed, trying to reassure himself. When he looked at Brightpaw now, curled among the ferns, she looked anything but strong. She seemed smaller than a kit, no more than a scrap of fur. Fireheart half expected each shallow breath to be her last.
Even if she recovers, she'll be hideously scarred,
Cinderpelt warned him.
I couldn't save her ear or eye. I don't know that she'll ever be a warrior.
Fireheart nodded. He felt sick as he forced himself to look at the side of Brightpaw's face, now swathed in cobwebs. All this reminded him of Cinderpelt's accident, when Yellowfang had told him that the young she-cat's leg would never heal properly. She said something about the pack, he murmured. I wonder what it was she really saw. Cinderpelt shook her head.
It's what we've been afraid of all along. There's something in the forest hunting us down. I heard it in my dream.
I know. Fireheart's muscles tensed with regret. I should have done something long ago. StarClan sent that warning to Bluestar, too.
But Bluestar has no respect for StarClan anymore. I'm surprised she even listened to them.
Do you think that's why this happened? Fireheart spun around and faced the medicine cat.
No.
Cinderpelt's voice was strained as she moved closer to Fireheart and pressed herself against him.
StarClan did not send the evil. I'm sure of that.
As she spoke, a rustling in the fern tunnel announced the arrival of Cloudtail.
I thought I told you to get some rest,
Cinderpelt meowed.
I couldn't sleep.
The white cat padded over to settle himself in the ferns beside his friend.
I want to be with Brightpaw.
He bent his head to give her shoulder a gentle lick.
Sleep well, Brightpaw. You're still beautiful, he murmured. Come back to us. I don't know where you are now, but you have to come back.
He went on licking her for a moment more and then looked up to fix a hostile glare on Fireheart.
This is all your fault,
he burst out.
She and Swiftpaw should have been made warriors, and then they wouldn't have gone off on their own.
Fireheart met his kin's gaze steadily. Yes, I know, he mewed. I tried, believe me. He broke off as he heard the soft paw steps of another cat and turned to see that Bluestar was approaching. Fireheart had sent Sandstorm to fetch her, and the ginger warrior followed her into the medicine cat's clearing. The clan leader stood and looked down at Brightpaw in silence. Cloudtail raised his head challengingly. And for a heartbeat, Fireheart thought he was going to accuse Bluestar of being responsible for Brightpaw's terrible injuries as well, but Cloudtail stayed silent. Bluestar blinked a couple of times and asked,
Is she dying?
That's up to StarClan,
Cinderpelt told her, catching Fireheart's eye.
And what mercy can we expect from them? Bluestar growled. If it's up to StarClan, Brightpaw will die.
Without ever being a warrior,
mewed Cloudtail. His voice was quiet and sorrowful, and he bent his head again to lick Brightpaw's shoulder.
Not necessarily, Bluestar spoke reluctantly. There is a ritual, thankfully little used. If a dying apprentice is worthy, she can be made into a warrior so that she may take a warrior name to StarClan.
She hesitated. Fireheart held his breath in disbelief. Would Bluestar really put aside her anger at their ancestors to acknowledge the importance of StarClan in a warrior's life?
Was she about to admit that Brightpaw had been denied the warrior status she deserved? Cloudtail looked up at the gray she-cat again.
Then do it, he growled.
Bluestar did not react to being ordered around by her newest warrior. As Fireheart and Cinderpelt looked on, pelts touching for comfort, and Sandstorm approached to bear silent witness, the clan leader dipped her head and began to speak.
I ask my warrior ancestors to look down on this apprentice. She has learned the warrior code and has given up her life in the service of her clan. Let Star Clan receive her as a warrior.
Then she paused, and her eyes blazed with anger that burned like cold fire.
She will be known as Lost Face, so that every cat knows what Star Clan did to take her from us, she growled.
Fireheart stared at his leader in horror. How could she use this terribly wounded apprentice in her war against her warrior ancestors?
But that's a cruel name, Cloudtail protested. What if she lives?
Then we will have all the more reason to remember what Star Clan have brought us to,
Bluestar replied, her voice barely more than a whisper.
They will have this warrior as Lost Face, or not at all.
Cloudtail held her gaze for a moment longer, the light of challenge in his blue eyes, and then dipped his head as if he knew there was no point in arguing.
Let Star Clan receive her by the name of Lost Face, Bluestar finished.
She bent her head and lightly touched her nose to Lost Face's head.
There, it is done, she murmured.
As if the touch had roused her, Lost Face's eyes opened, and a look of terrible fear flooded into them. For a moment, she struggled back to wakefulness.
Pack, pack, she gasped. Kill, kill.
Bluestar recoiled, her fur bristling.
What? What does she mean?
She demanded. But Lost Face had sunk into unconsciousness again. Bluestar looked wildly from Cinderpelt to Fireheart and back again.
What did she mean?
She repeated.
I don't know,
Cinderpelt mewed uneasily.
That's all she will say.
But Fireheart, I told you.
Bluestar was struggling to speak.
Star Clan showed me an evil in the forest, and they called it Pack. Is it the Pack that has done this?
Cinderpelt avoided her eyes, going instead to check on Lost Face. Fireheart sought for an answer that would satisfy his leader. He did not want Bluestar to know that her cats were being hunted down as if they were prey for some nameless, faceless enemy, but he knew that she would not be satisfied by empty reassurances. No cat knows, he replied at last. I'll warn the patrols to be on their guard, but
if Star Clan has abandoned us, patrols will not help us,
Bluestar finished scornfully.
Perhaps they have even sent this pack to punish me.
No!
Cinderpelt faced her leader.
Star Clan did not send the pack. Our ancestors care for us, and they would never disrupt the life of the forest or destroy a whole clan for a single grudge. Bluestar, you must believe this.
Bluestar ignored her. She padded over to Lost Face and stood looking down at her.
Forgive me, she meowed. I have brought down the wrath of Star Clan on you.
Then she turned away.